On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And 13 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We've got a big day of racing today. We're going to bounce the board at Albury. Steve Heatherton joins me, CEO. Morning, Steve.
G'day, Sean.
How's your day in Albury today?
Yeah, it's actually not too bad. It's a bit cloudy, but there's no rain about, which is a great thing.
Yeah. You have had rain by the looks of it, though.
Yeah, we've had 25 mil in the last week and about 36 or 7 mil since the start of the month. So it's been consistent rain, and probably with that, there hasn't been a lot of drying weather, so very cool climate. So the track sort of stayed in around that slow to heavy range. So.
All right. So how have you officially rated it today?
Yeah, it's a heavy 10, but, you know, there's a small chance of an upgrade probably throughout the day, given we've had no rain yesterday and we expect no rain again today. So at this stage, a 10, but maybe a small chance of an upgrade.
All right, terrific. And the rail?
Rail's out 6 in the entire. So in walking the track yesterday, it looks like every horse will have its chance. And again, with the Albury Straight, you'll see in the past meetings, even with a heavy track, most of the horses all get their chance right across the track and from the front and behind.
All right, well, terrific. Have a great day there, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Heatherton joining me there and the CEO at Albury. As you said, a heavy 10 with a fine, though. Anthony Manton's going to find the winners first. Morning, Anthony.
Yeah, good morning to you, Cozzy. How are you?
I'm terrific, mate. It's you got to work on the wet track there on that rail out, but as Steve said, they all get their chance with that good straight at Albury.
They do, yeah. Heavy 10. Field sizes have held up okay, and we've actually got quite a few shorties this afternoon. 7 races to get through. I think there's at least 6 horses that are in that sort of $2 range and a couple well into the red. So it could be a day for the favourites, but when you say that, the roughies start to lob, but we'll do our best and try and find all the winners.
All right, the first, One Dream Brother, $1.50, 2 out, 3 Bertone is 13, 4 All About Rhyming, 8.50, 5 Lord Cedric, 9, 6 Charlie, 11, 7 Westmoreland, 8, number 8, Kurion Connie, 51, 9 Super Icon, 51, 10 Cab Strata, 26, 11 Unplucked, 51, 12 Winning Maneuver, 26, 13, 14, 15 out. Shorty, number 1 Dream Brother, $1.50.
Yeah, 1, 5, 4 and 6. Got to go with Dream Brother here. First up for 6 months, placed 8 of his 12 runs with good Victorian provincial form. And on paper, he's definitely got the best form for a race like this. Only needs to handle the wet track first up, and he'll be too good for this slot. Number 5, Lord Cedric, first up for 5 months, but does appear to have improved this time in with an excellent trial at Corowa recently, crossing from a wide gate and leading throughout. So it looks like it's come back better this time in. 4, All About Rhyming, is first up for 9 months without a trial, but wasn't beaten far in strong in a strong race at Wagga at its only start back in September. And it could be an improver here, second up. And next best is number 6, which is Charlie, a local having its first start. Did chase home Lord Cedric in that recent trial at Corowa, and Blake McDougall to ride must be respected. 1-5, 4-6 in race 1, Cozzy.
All right, race 2, 1, Rurivaki is $7. Number 2, Too Hard to Handle, 280. 3, Zinloy, 10. 4, Toffee Miss, 5. 5, Golden Esprit, 950. 6, Rocky High, 650. 7, Dr. Force, 550. Number 8, Primadini, 41. And 9, Call Me Betty, 21. Favourite is 280. Number 2, Too Hard to Handle.
2, 7, 6, and 3. I'm with number 2 here, Too Hot to Handle. He's placed 3 of his last 4 starts over the border. Last start at Pakenham was used up from a wide gate and set up outside the leader and was only swamped the last 100 metres or so. So it looks the likely leader here who has placed on its only start on a heavy track and appears the one to beat. 7 Dr. Force is on an 8-day backup, raced at Wagga last week and was caught 4 and 5 wide throughout, and I thought did a good job to finish 4th. Looks nice and fit for this and hasn't been far away in all its runs this preparation. 6 Rocky High should be at peak now after 2 runs back from a spell and did close off solidly from the back at Wagga last start. And number 3, Zinloy, is another one who should be nearing peak fitness after a couple of runs back from a spell. But 2, Hot to Handle, number 2, looks the way to go to beat 7, 6 and 3 in race number 2, Cozzy.
3rd, 1 and 2 out, 3, Boo Radley is 2 even, 4 Broadstone, 7.50, 5 Our Bridget is 12, 6 Enconti, 2.60, 7 Macca's Hero, 12, 8 out, 9 Hagi, 41, 10 Bad Obsession, 12. 2 even, favourite number 3, Boo Radley.
Numbers here, 6, 4, 3 and 10. I'm with number 6, Enconti. It's been excellent, this preparation, with placings at Narendra and Corowa. Went down fighting at Narendra first up and then did everything but win at Corowa last start when knocked off by a pretty smart horse in the Doctor's Son. Is ideally drawn here, handles the heavy track, and after the claim, only carries 51 kilos. I think it's the way to go to beat number four. Broadstone, steadily improving this preparation and should be ready to peak now third up. Both career wins have come here at Albury and is proven on a heavy track and does look your likely leader who should be hard to catch. Three Bow Radley placed three of its last five in similar grade and prepared to overlook the last star failure in the Tab Highway. Has been freshened up since and way back in class for this, so I can see why it's favourite. And 10 Bad Obsession ran okay in a similar event last start and should be running on at the finish. 6-4-3-10 in race number three.
All right, the fourth, the open, one Cash Crisis, 240, two's out, three Pacific Tycoon, 350, four out, five Ruark, 10, six Treasure Boss, 370, seven Funky Farm, 650, eight out, nine Keep Calm and Carry On, 61, 10 Cappuccino, 17. Favourite 240, one Cash Crisis.
Got to go with it. 1, 6, 7 and 10. Cash Crisis has come back in excellent order this preparation. Travelled wide at Wagga first up and then came with a great finale to score there at Wagga second up from a break. He's a track specialist here at Wagga, a former City Handicap winner. Handles the wet track, not badly off at the weights after the claim. Only carries 59 kilos and the class runner of the race. Looks extremely hard to beat. Number 6, Treasure Boss. He does tend to save his best here for Albury. Always seems to perform well. He won a 66 here two starts ago and then wasn't far off at Maruya in an open handicap. Comes back to the track that he liked and he absolutely loves the wet conditions. So he looks a big danger for sure, number 6, Treasure Boss. 7, Funky Farm led throughout to win a benchmark 58 at Wagga last start. Big rise in class, but does look your likely leader and can handle a heavy track. And number 10, Cappuccino, can bob up from time to time. He's a noted wet tracker down in the weights, and he can run well here. One on top to beat 6, 7 and 10, race 4, first leg of the quaddie.
And young Tyler Schiller on the top, he rides well. He's just outridden his 4 kilo. He's onto the 3 now, and don't be frightened to back him if you see him in. Now, the fifth one, Master of Norway, $6, 2 straight over, is 6, 3 successful day, 250. Number 4, Serious Doubts, 240, 5, Emo Clue, 34, 6, Pandas, Mr. Nosey, 31. 7, Pips and Crowns, 10, 8 out, 9, Squalosa, 151, 10 out, 11, Cosmo Star, 41. 240 favourite, number 4, Serious Doubts.
I'm with number 3 here, successful day, 3, 4, 2 and 1. Successful day's only had two starts, was heavily backed to win a maiden at Canberra on debut and looked very smart in doing so, and then was caught wide throughout at its next run at Canberra and toughed it out to run third. Is some query going from the synthetic to synthetic track at Canberra to a heavy track here at Albury, but we'll trust that Nick Olive knows what he's doing, and this horse looks progressive enough to take that next step and win this afternoon. I can see why number 4, Serious Doubts, is popular on a 4-day backup, nice and fit for this for a heavy track. It ran a cracking race at Goulburn on Friday when it set a fast tempo out in front and went down fighting. Should be very hard to run past again today. 2 straw over, prepared to overlook the last start failure at Ballarat when got caught wide throughout. The previous effort at Wodonga was good, winning a maiden. A couple of gear changes for this and can bounce back. And next best number 1, Master of Norway, third up from a 5-month break. Showed good improvement second up at Corowa and has had a change of stable since. Should be right at his peak for this. 3 on top to beat 4, 2 and 1 in race number 5.
Now the 6th is a maiden, 1600. 1 all kitted out, 17. 2 buck or 212. 3 Dala Max, $1.65. 4 Dawny Surprise, 12. 5 Lemming, 81. 6 out. 7 Chrysler, 13. 8 French Heiress, 13. 9 Fritz is $9. 10 Just Like Serena, 81. 11 Madame Vestal, 41. 12 Periati, 13. 13 Piper's Reward is $41 pop. Number 14 Starfly, 23. And 15 Fire Dancer, 126. $1.65. The shorty here, number 3 Dala Max.
Yeah, it's got a real long tail. This race drops away very quickly. 3 on top to beat 7, 12 and 2. Got to go with Dala Max. Placed all 3 runs this campaign and gets his chance to break through here. Was heavily backed and a touch unlucky at Bendigo last start. Perhaps probably should have run a clear second. Has drawn wide here, but doesn't appear as though there's much speed and he should be able to ease across from the wide gate and slot in somewhere. He's got the best form on paper and clearly the one to beat here. Number 7, Chrysler, has had 3 runs back from a 4-month break and put in a personal best at Gundagai last start. Does jump sharply from the 1180 to the 1600 metres, but gives the indication she's looking for more ground. 12, Periati, has been running on over shorter trips and looks ready for the mile now, third up. And number 2, Buckle, 2, fitter for first up run and might be next best in a race that does fall away very, very quickly. 3 on top, Dala Max to beat 7, 12 and 2 in race number 6.
All right, we go to the last, race 7, benchmark 58, 1600, 1 out. 2 Hurry Up Harry, 950, 3 Autonomous, 7, 4 Big Has, 23, 5 and 6 out. 7, Moncrie, 290. Number 8, Gagosian is $4. 9, Anaman, 41. 10, Run for Raffin, 18. 11, Villacana, 18. 12 out, 13, Days Go By, 21. 14, Miss Polly Beat, 16. 15, Dashing and Daring, 750. 16, Hayington Place, 34. 17, Only in Red, 81. 18, Frozen Asset, 151. $2.90 favourite, number 7, Moncrie.
Got to go with him. 7, 3, 14 and 81 by an absolute mile here under similar conditions. Two starts ago on a heavy 9. He blitzed them and won by 7 lengths. Just absolutely lapped up the wet conditions. And then at Gundagai last start came from a fair way back. It was a great ride from Josh Richards, a real 10 out of 10, and he charged to the line to win at 1,400 metres. Gives the indication that he'll run even further and gets to the mile today. So got to be with number 7, Moncrie, nice and fit for this. Hardest to beat, number 3, Autonomous. First try at the mile, but has been running on strongly and does really like the wet conditions. 14, Miss Polly Beats, had a few runs back from a spell, should be just about ready to peak here. And I like the way she got to the line at Cranbourne last time out and looks ready for the mile. And the next best is number 8, Gagosian, who's been pretty consistent this time in places last couple at Corowa and Wangaratta. And a bit of a drop in grade here from that open handicap last start, but does go up 5 kilos for it. But nevertheless, it's in the mix as well. But 7, he's pretty hard to go past Moncrie whilst he's in this mood. 7, 3, 14 and 8 in the last. Aussie.
All right, this could be a tricky day where it's all shorties, or if they get blown out of the water, there could be a lot of value.
Yeah, it seems that way. Doing the former, you don't like to tip a lot of favourites, but unfortunately hard to get away from a few of them. Best bets, race 4, number 1, Cash Crisis, and race 5, number 3, Successful Day. We'll go with those two and see how we go, Cosim. We'll be playing the quaddie a little bit thin this afternoon. If you're watching on Sky Thoroughbred Central, we'll play it thin and hopefully get a reward there.
All right, terrific. We'll hear you later on at the late mail throughout the day. Good on you, Anthony.
Thanks, Cosim. Speak soon.
Anthony Manton, and he'll be at Albury today with the late mail for us. As we said, it's a heavy 10. The round's out 6 metres, the entire circumference. But as you heard earlier on from Steve, they all got a good chance at Albury. It's a good track, good long run in there. 25 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.